From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, in a televised address Sunday, made no mention of resignation even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader.
Whatever the pros and cons of the way they went about registering those concerns, I, as the president of Zimbabwe and as their commander-in-chief, do acknowledge the issues they have drawn my attention to.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insisted events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority and vowed to preside over the next Congress. People like Nyasha were surprised.
I was expecting his resignation, and I expect him, I would be happy for him, despite everything that he has done, to leave with dignity and to just walk away. The generals would have let him walk away peacefully and with his dignity, but he refused to do that.
The ruling party has given Mr. Mugabe 24 hours to step down or face impeachment. The party's central committee earlier named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as his replacement. The political crisis began last Wednesday when the military seized power. An international fleet of ships and planes is fighting 8-meter-high waves and 74-kilometer-per-hour winds in the search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew remains alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive. Argentine naval spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the search effort has been trebled with 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft from seven nations. The last regular communication with the submarine was early Wednesday. This is VOA News.